And we're back on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. The head women's basketball coach over at UE, Robin Cher, is here on WREF. It might be the summer, but there's always time to talk about college basketball. Am I right, Coach? How are we doing?
Absolutely. Doing great. Just coming off of, you know, hosting all of our camps, high school, kids' camps. So it's been a fun summer so far.
I love it. I love it. There's still so much to get to with the summer. And I know, like you said, the camp, that's always a very busy time for college basketball teams. But what is the team doing right now to prepare for 2025, 2026? I know you guys are probably in summer workouts. So what are you guys working on? And how's that going with getting some new players into the fold?
Yeah, it's been great. We've got 11 of our 13 players here this summer. You know, they take a class or two, and yes, we're we're on week four of workouts together this summer, and it's really been a time for, you know, developing a good base of conditioning, getting stronger in the weight room, and working on basketball, you know, things, which is the most fun for me, obviously. And so really, you know, we've got a lot of new players on our team. We've got 6 returners and 7 newcomers, so it's really trying to, you know, mix them together and develop some chemistry, and I've just been so excited about what I'm seeing on the floor.
How did you go about trying to replenish some of the players that you guys lost? I know that you had some talent last year that you were trying to keep, but the transfer portal is a crazy place. So as you guys, as a staff, right, kind of embarked on your own portal journey, what exactly were you looking for as far as, like, you know, a prototype of player?
Yeah, we were looking for best fit, but we, you know, really had to replace our entire post group. So that was of high importance to us, and really wanted to take the approach of, you know, finding, first of all, really, really hard workers that love being in the gym, you know, players that are going to want to show up today and work, and took the approach in that post, you know, group, just looking for versatile post players that can play in multiple spots. We looked for overall length in our squad versus, like, they have to be fit this exact box, and those type of things. And we, you know, kind of lengthened out our guard groups. I think we got more size through all of our positions, and more athleticism as well. And so I was really pleased just where we ended up. We're still very young, but just a really, really hard-nosed group of athletes that want to get in the gym every day.
Well, to your point about being young, that's not necessarily a bad thing for you and your staff and your program. You guys have a habit of taking young players and throwing them into the fire and seeing what they've got. And a lot of them, they've got a lot early on. Maggie Hartwig played a lot as a freshman in the post, and she played really well for you guys for a couple of years. And now, just about last week it was, I believe, you guys announced the addition of Georgia Ferguson, a freshman from Canada. What do you see from her? 6'3", and she's coming in with, I think, a lot to prove and also a lot of ability.
Yes, definitely. You know, and Fergie's one of the players that is not here on campus yet for us, but we're really, really excited. And really through the recruiting process, she actually reminded me a lot of Maggie Hartwig, except she's a good 2 to 3 inches taller than Maggie. But, you know, kind of some similar high school, you know, experiences and just similarities in their game, you know, tough inside, but also developing a perimeter game, you know, ability to stretch the floor as a shooter. And so, you know, some of those traits that, you know, really I thought was going to make Maggie a special college player, I'm seeing a lot in Fergie. So, you know, excited about her for sure and what she can bring to the table.
Again, we're here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lawn Expressway, an Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. Talking to the Evansville women's basketball coach Robin Cher here on WREF about summer workouts and the new recruiting class. And also, when you talk about additions to the program, Coach, that's not exclusive, or rather, it's not exclusive to players, because you guys also brought in a new assistant coach in Imani Gordon. What has she done in contributing to the team since she came aboard, about a month and a half ago at this point?
Yes, I think it's just been about a month. I think she got here a few days before our players came back for summer school. So she just got thrown right into the mix. But, you know, really thrilled to have Amani on her staff and just brings, you know, really good experience. She's been a head coach before at the Division III level. You know, she's been an assistant coach in various programs. You know, just spent the last couple seasons at Northern Illinois with their program, working with a few coaches that are, you know, that I've known for a really long time that are part of my, you know, coaching network. And so I was just really excited to have Amani. I just think, you know, really hard worker, great personality, you know, great with relationships, really smart on the basketball side. I just think, you know, she's a very versatile coach, you know, really it just has a lot of great skills. And so we're excited to have her. She was a really good college player herself at the mid-major level. And I love that. I love when, you know, we have coaches that have played, you know, in this space and at this level, because I think they bring that unique experience to the mix. But she's a good, you know, post player, high post driver, though, you know, that type of player. I think she'll do a great job with our post group.
You know, Coach, and talking about your program, it's not exclusive to returners either, whether that be coaches or players. To your point, you do have a fair amount to replace from last year in the transfer portal, but you also have a fair amount coming back, especially considering the new standard of transfer portal. I feel like what you said, you had six, I believe, returners. That's a lot for this day and age. A couple of those being some guards that are from the area here in Cameron Runner, local kid. Avery Kelly, extremely local kid coming from Memorial. So I feel like, and you tell me if I'm off base here, the biggest leap that a player takes is from freshman to sophomore year. This is a big year for a couple of those freshmen from last year into sophomores. So what are you as a coach preaching to try to maximize their growth and their development for this upcoming season?
Yeah, you know, with that group, with that rising sophomore group, always encourage each of them to run their own race, you know, to not always be looking, you know, at the player next to them, because everyone does reach their growth at different phases. And a number of players in that rising sophomore class have dealt with some injuries, you know, here and there. And so they've all kind of been at different, you know, different places as far as even where they were getting their playing time and, you know, and how they kind of work through some of those injuries. You know, I was just having a chat with, you know, with Logan Palmer today, who really, you know, ended up starting for us towards the end of the season, really came on late in conference play. You know, she didn't play her first game until, you know, mid-December because of an injury, missed an entire year, basically, of college weightlifting. And, you know, we're talking about just kind of like strength growth, you know, growing her strength and those type of things. And, you know, she's just been one that, you know, didn't get to have that same start, but it really is coming on now. You know, we're seeing all that growth from her. And I really could go down the line with all six of them and talk about various things. But we're excited about them because they do bring nice experience to the table. And they're, you know, I think that they set a great standard for all these new players coming in. You know, those are six players that love being in the gym, and they're really just positive players. And so, you know, it makes coming in the gym really fun, really exciting every day, and they compete their butts off. So I love that group, you know, obviously highlighted a lot by Cameron Runner, who was the MVC Freshman of the Year last year. You know, I've really challenged Cameron just to, you know, no matter what team I put her on, no matter what drill it is, I've challenged her to never lose. And that's what she needs to bring to the table. You know, I challenge Avery Kelly, who's, you know, from here in Evansville, you know, great natural leader. I've challenged her to be really a really consistent vocal leader for us as a point guard. So, you know, we challenge each of the players in different ways.
Yeah, Coach, and talking about these players coming back and how you're challenging them, and it almost seems like not necessarily that you're treating them differently, but you're coaching them differently and expecting a little bit more out of them because of what they showed so early in their college careers as freshmen, whether that be Runner or Kelly or the rest. So I'll ask you this, what does success look like for Evansville women's basketball as a very young program, but also with a roster of returning talent, for example, Cameron Runner?
Yeah, you know, we try to chunk out our season, but the big picture, you know, we want to get to postseason play. We want to finish over 500. We want to finish in the top half of the MVC. I believe we have the talent to do it, even though we're really young. And I think that, you know, last year we were really young as well. And I learned a lot. I learned what we were good at early, even though we were young. And then I learned what I've got to do a much better job getting us more prepared, starting out the season in certain areas. And so, you know, I can learn from some of the good things from last year and then some of the things that I know I needed to do better as a coach. And that makes me feel confident about where we can take this group this year. And, you know, this is probably the most excited I've been really since I took the job as far as just a group of players to coach. There's so much fun to be in the gym with every day. They compete so hard. We had such a good workout this morning after yesterday. We just kicked their butts yesterday in workouts. It was a really challenging day. Like, we really challenged them and it was hard. And I was like, gosh, I'm going to be interested to see what they look like tomorrow morning. Are they going to have dead legs? Are they going to be tired? And they came in and just got after it on the basketball court. And that just told me so much of what I need to know about this team.
Again, Robin Cher is here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, and I'm Brad Klein. We're talking about UE women's basketball with the head coach herself. You know, Coach, you're talking about how excited you are for the season and what this team has shown you so early in the summer process. I get that. I will tell you, as kind of an outsider, one of the things I respect most about your program is that you guys never shy away from a challenge. You always compete, and you always schedule a very entertaining non-conference schedule. So everyone's really excited to see what that looks like for 2025-2026. I know you guys played at Vanderbilt last year. That must have been really cool for your players. So when do we expect this schedule to come out? Because I keep on hitting refresh on the GoPurpleAces.com URL, but I'm not seeing anything yet. I'm antsy.
Yes, I know. You know how it is. You're dealing with busy college coaches, and you know, signing contracts takes time. So we're close. We're close. We're waiting on the last, you know, couple details to finish up, just on a game or two. But we pretty much got it set. So I'm hoping here in the next few weeks we'll be able to release that.
Coach, I really, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, not just today, but for all the times you've come on. You've been a friend to the show, so thank you for that. Really looking forward to seeing what your group has for this upcoming season, the summer. I know it's not the off season. I always call it the non-playing season because there's just a lot to do, even in the quote-unquote off season. So good luck with everything that has to get done in the summer, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Always great chatting with you, Brad. Thanks a lot.
With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.